A case of almost killing with kindness. Few things are calculated to create a greater sense of foreboding than the prospect of a visit to the Motor Vehicle Administration. Truth in advertising almost demands a sign posted over the entrance echoing Dante's warning over the gates of hell. Abandon hope, all ye who enter. But surprisingly, perhaps, a visit to the MVA is nowhere near as unpleasant as a encounter with officials of Germany's Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications in the mid-1970s. The mail carriers and sorters were as fine a body of people as one could wish to meet. The same could not be said of the postal clerks and the bureaucrats in the local and regional administrative offices. Far from it. Postal clerks routinely elevated verbal abuse of a helpless public to an art form, while the administrative officials' talent for obfuscation, obstructionism, and intransigence plumbed hitherto unexplored depths on a daily basis. My wife Charlotte and I experienced this in all its horror when in 1975 we moved from downtown Frankfurt am Main to a village in the Taunus Mountains. Frankfurt is prone to frequent thermal inversions, a weather condition in which heavily polluted air lingers over the city for days. As a consequence, life becomes decidedly uncomfortable. People grow increasingly irritable, prompting, among other things, an uptick in road rage incidents. Hospitals tend to cancel elective surgery during inversions because recovery rates show a measurable decline. In the mountains, by contrast, the air is fresh and invigorating. We contracted to lease a house that was under construction and not due for completion until 6 months later. Immediately we applied for telephones to be installed, figuring that a half year's notice should be more than sufficient for the habitually sclerotic telephone service. We moved in and lo and behold, handsets were neatly installed by the builder, as it turned out, but they were not connected to the phone lines that ran along the street directly in front of the house. Next day, I called the Fernmeldeamt Taunusgebiet, the local telephone office, to ask when we could expect a telephone to be installed. Not for 18 months, I was told. But, I protested, I'm a foreign correspondent. There's a general election on. I have to have a telephone. I can't work without it. Mir ist es scheißegal, came the reply, a response which, rather less profanely, might be rendered, so what? But I gave you 6 months' notice, I wailed. If you don't shut up, it will take even longer, I was told. Furious, I called the Federal Ministry of Post and Telecommunications in Bonn, the capital, and chewed the ear off a long-suffering public affairs official who transferred me to the personal assistant of the minister, Kurt Gescheidel, a tough-minded former union boss. He listened patiently to my tale of woe. I'll take it up with the minister and get back to you in half an hour or so, he told me. I've been fobbed off that way before, but much to my amazement, he was back on the phone in less than 20 minutes. The minister's called the lady who manages the Taunus office, he said. You'll have your phone tomorrow or the day after. 4 days later, the phone had still not been installed. 4 days later, the phone had still not arrived. So I called the lady myself and asked when I could expect the telephone to be installed. We told you it would take 18 months, she replied. Nothing's changed. But Herr Minister Gescheidel called you personally, I protested. Herr Minister Gescheidel can kiss my backside. I've got tenure, she replied. Herr Minister Gescheidel kannst mir mal am Arsch lecken. Ich bin beamtet. I was utterly astonished. I'd never before heard a civil servant talk to a member of the press about a government minister with such obvious contempt. Minutes later, I was on the phone to the minister's personal assistant. 10 minutes after that, I received a call from Minister Gescheidel himself. She's got tenure, eh, Mr. Horton, he said, adding cryptically, watch the news wires in about half an hour. I think you'll be amused. Sure enough, Half an hour later, a news flash came from the ministry over the Deutsche Presseagentur ticker. In view of complaints from the public about the rudeness of our officials, it read, the minister is enforcing the clause in the union contract that requires employees who are rude to the public to undergo a 6-week charm course at their own expense and on their own time. If there's a repetition of the complaints, the charm course will be repeated. Workmen arrived to install my telephone the very next day. The effect in Frankfurt's main post office was no less profound. A few days later, when Charlotte went to the main post office to mail a parcel to family in the United States, she found the usual line of customers waiting in trepidation for the inevitable barrage of invective from the clerks at the counter. Charlotte fell in behind a frail old lady who was lugging an oddly shaped and obviously ill-wrapped parcel. When the woman reached the window, she tentatively shoved the parcel towards the clerk, steeling herself for an anticipated torrent of abuse. "How can we help you, dear lady?" said the man kindly. "Why don't you let me wrap that parcel a little bit better for you?" At this, the old lady collapsed. Clerks and customers helped her to a chair, brought her a glass of water and fanned her until she recovered. "For a moment I thought she was going to die," said Charlotte afterwards. "I never expected to see somebody actually killed by kindness, but the kindly way she was treated was almost too much of a shock for her heart."